Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. This week we're going to look at the Transformers Generations Deluxe Wave 8 set of figures. This is the one with Skywarp, Scoop, Starscream, and a three-pack of all-new Minicons. Skywarp's the one you probably have seen more or less. The same mold has been used for Starscream and Thundercracker. It is different from the Japanese version of Skywarp in that the American one is better. It has black plastic in addition to some purple and gray. Really breaks it up nicely, and I gotta say, the colors really pop. I mean, I'm down here in a basement where it's kind of dark, and I was taken aback by how the pink highlights on the vehicle just really came to life. It looks better than either Starscream or Skywarp, and I love Starscream, and I really like Skywarp. So this is probably the best version of this mold you can buy. If you haven't bought Starscream yet, great, keep not buying it. If you haven't bought Thundercracker yet, okay, keep not buying that too. Go get Skywarp. Skywarp's great. Heck, get Skywarp from us. Why wouldn't you? He has two guns that can combine together, and there's a geared gimmick so they can rotate together. Transformation's pretty easy. Good-sized figure, about a little over 5 inches tall. And if you basically know what to expect. If you collect Transformers, you've probably already got this mold as other characters. Still recommend this one. Didn't think I was going to. I saw it, and I'm like, I don't know if I need another Cybertronian Seeker mold. I was wrong, I do. I hope they do Sunstorm and maybe some of the Decepticlones or the generic Troopers or whatever you want to call them. They're neat. Scoop, I was really excited about. Figures, pretty good. Robot mode's great, vehicle mode, pegs together, just not very well. I don't know how it would do with kids, but for me as a collector, I love it. He has two Target Master partners, a Caliburst and a Hole Punch. They transform very easily. There's no leg articulation. You just basically give them a hat, fold back the arms, and rotate around a grip between their legs. Pause for laughter, and continue. The little peg for the holding the weapon, it doesn't hold in very tightly. It's a little tiny plastic nub that rotates around instead of a metal pin, so it'll pop out pretty easily if you apply too much force to it. So when you put them in the fist, be careful, because the fist's a little tight. Transformation is really easy for Scoop. You can figure it out without consulting the instructions. I would say it's similar to Generation 2 era new mold, only the proportions are a little bit better, and there's a couple of bits that they wouldn't have done back then, like the chest panel just kind of folds down and is there. It looks cool, though. I like how it looks. I like how it stands up. I love the articulation. There's two knee joints. I mean, come on. This is great. I'm a sucker for Target Masters. I'm a sucker for late era G1. And I love neon things. And a neon orange loader construction vehicle is just the perfect thing. So I recommend it very, very, very highly. I would dare say it's probably my favorite from the wave just because it's so unlikely that Hasbro would make it. It's cool. I hope they dip back into more late G1 characters, because in all honesty, and you may disagree, but know that you are wrong. If Hasbro's going to make a new Transformers character, just completely original, based on nothing, or update a G1 guy, I'd rather they update a G1 guy, just because if no one knows who it is, it doesn't matter how obscure it is, it's still new to most people. I mean, who out there knows who Scoop is? Not many people. So this is exciting. Next we have Armada Starscream. This is based on... It serves double duty. It is a reference to the Transformers Armada series from about 2002. Starscream had a new form with swords and wings that... One of his wings turned into a sword. This one, the swords can be stored on his wings, so you don't have to pop off one of his wings to do it. He has shoulder cannons that can be folded back like a backpack. Transformation is real nice and easy. Sculpts really great. Poses well. Got him on my desk. Holds 5mm weapons, and he has Minicon hardpoints on his... forearms. Turns into a jet. I'm having fun with it. I think it's a great toy. This one's probably a little bit better for kids. The swords are not too big, but they're clear orange, and they fold in the middle for storage. And, it's not as crazy detailed as some of the Generations guys from a couple years ago, but it is more fun from where I sit, just because I don't want to have to deal with panels popping off and massaging things for 15 minutes. I want a jet, and I want a jet fast, and this gives me one. So, he has orange light-up eyes. I forgot to mention Scoop has blue light-up eyes if you hold light behind it. And he looks great. All these guys also come with a full-size comic book. I've read three of the four. It's the Dark Cybertron series. I haven't read Part 4 yet, and Part 4 comes with the Minicon team. You get three new minicons that are really big. They're green and black, a little bit of yellow. One turns into a sort of a tank, one turns into sort of a plane, and the other one turns into sort of a helicopter. And they're quite tall. Instead of being roughly 2 inches tall, they're closer to, I'd say, 3.5 inches for the plane, about 3.5 for the tank, and the helicopter is about 3. I'm assuming the helicopter is a woman, but I'm not 100% sure. It's probably sounds sexist just on the body form, I would assume, mostly because of the fact that her feet have high heels. She looks great. Transformation's easy in the mode, in either mode. She has a gun that pegs in nicely to her left arm. The hole on the right arm is a little tight. Legs are skinny. The fold-down cockpit kind of pops off occasionally, but goes right back in, so no big deal. Looks good. Transforms nicely. Recommended. The plane is really easy to transform once you figure out how. The feet are a little big, but it's still pretty cool. He has a cannon that pegs into his arm. Oh, and all these guys are missing some yellow paint applications. Even Scoop, I should mention, is missing some yellow paint applications. Because I guess they costed them out. They have a designation on each one. It might be a production thing for Hasbro's benefit. Like it says VP51LN on the canopy of the jet. And I don't know why. It could be a thing to indicate which shift at the factory was making the toy. In case there's a problem, they could identify it. Maybe it's a reference to something. Like, you know, they had a reference to Super Collector Monzo on a couple of toys a few years ago. I don't think that's the case. Could be. Might not be. And it's a fun one. And also fun is the tank vehicle, which turns into the tank robot. It has a big old gun, fits into his fist. It's the only one of these that actually has fists. The robot mode looks a little wonky. The tank mode looks pretty good. And the combined robot mode for all these guys is basically as tall as the deluxe figures in the assortment. So it's a good size for the money. And as somebody who bought the Minicon 3 packs that combined to make Perceptor a few years ago, these are better. They hold together better. They use the Minicon ports in part to stabilize themselves, which is a smart idea. And it has a little bit more articulation. It feels more stable in general. I actually had to pull pretty hard to get the thing apart. I recommend buying this set. We have it for pre-order on the website right now. It could be here any day. I can't promise anything. But if you pre-order it now, we will ship it as soon as we can. Set of 4 is currently $58.99. All prices and details are subject to change, which I'm required by law to say. But you can put that up there in your cart right now and hopefully get these. Don't forget that RC, Chromia, Rat Trap, Tankor, and Crosscut? I want to say Crosscut. I don't know my e-hobby characters as well as I should. Yeah, Crosscut. They're all coming very soon. We have pre-orders for those cases up. If you don't want to buy a case, tell your local comic book shop, hey, order a case of these from Entertainment Earth. Or order a case yourself, split them with your friends, take the good ones first. You paid for it. You can do what you want. And yeah, check them out. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. This has been the Toy of the Week. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter and anywhere else you'd care to. We're all over the place. I will see you next week, probably with some Marvel Legends, on the Toy of the Week podcast.